growing season.
Crop conditions vary, of course, across the Red River Valley. BASF Technical Service Representative Ken Dibert.
Things look really good up north compared to south. You get south of Fargo and especially west where they've had excessive moisture, you know, rain event after rain event. And a lot of those soybean rows are still not closed now depending on the row spacing. But what I've noticed there too is water hemp especially is become even more of a nuisance. I didn't think I'd be saying that this year than last season. But without those rows closing, it seems like those weeds are being very difficult to take down regardless of the chemistry used.
With the new dicamba formulations like Ingenia, Dibert is emphasizing the importance of adequate coverage. That's important for the very large droplets coming out of the required spray nozzles.
Well, the increased water volume, increased pressure, that's the biggest key in my opinion with those very large producing droplet nozzles. We've got to keep those pressures up on a TTI nozzle, for example. Need to be at least 50 PSI, if not 55. And those nozzles are designed to work that way. And as long as we've got those parameters covered, success has been pretty good. But where we maybe slipped a little bit on some of those parameters, the coverage has not been as good. And sometimes we have some escapes, especially with water hemp, and could be the case with Palmer amaranth as well.
BASF is launching a new fungicide platform. The first to market was Provosol for use in sugar beets. For the 2020 growing season, Beltima will be available as a fungicide for corn, and Revitec fungicide will be available for use in soybeans.
Freeze brands are now